8:45, Galesburg's Morning News. Halloween is coming. That means lots and lots of candy.
Yes.
Is it for you or for your kids? You determine that.
I'm going to put them to work.
We pick things out of their baskets or bags or whatever the case is. Well, Illinois ranked number 10 and the healthiest teeth in the country. Most recent, I don't know if it's a poll. I don't know how they determine. Let's see. They analyzed Google search data for which states are searching the most and least for how to fix a crooked tooth. Yellow teeth and more. That's how they determined Illinois.
So we just care more?
We're searching less, I think, is what it is.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
So we don't care more.
I don't know. joining us to talk a little bit more about it this morning, she is an orthodontist with Ladder and Jane Orthodontics. Dr. Erin Jane. Erin, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Well, thanks so much for coming in with us here this morning. Such a wonderful time of year for you being in the business you're in. I guess it's not an immediate effect, but sometimes, you know, with some of the candies, whatever, break a chip or break a tooth or different things like that. What is it? Is this time of year, is there anything in particular the biggest problem that you might see?
Well, certainly the hard, crunchy, sticky candy and stuff. I know that's the focus of this study in particular and getting kind of, you know, or what we're talking about, but mine really is sports right now. The kids are back in sports, and so certainly we get a lot of broken brackets and stuff when you get elbows to the face and basketballs and whatnot. So that's generally more my arch nemesis this time of year. But candy, now whether or not they admit it is the other thing too. But candy, I know, is involved in this time of year and seeing kiddos in my office. So
when you mention the sports, and obviously football number one, yes, they do have to wear the mouthpiece, mm-hmm. mouth guard. I see more and more high schoolers wearing them in basketball now.
In general, yeah. It seems it's becoming more and more of a trend, which is nice on our world. But I think that kiddos and parents especially are realizing the importance of teeth and where, you know, and maybe, you know, what's all involved in keeping things safe. And so it's been a nice shift that we've seen that, you know, mouth guards are becoming more norm.
Yeah. And I don't know, with volleyball, you would think, because you take one of those in the face on a spike, that doesn't feel very good either.
Well, and even some of these kids, I'm going to a volleyball game tonight, but some of the kids, you see them diving towards the floor, and I'm like, their face, teeth, and you just kind of cringe a little bit and hope that they just get back up and keep going. And generally they do, but it makes me cringe a little bit. So I'm never opposed, but certainly making it the more social norm is the next thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Halloween. And I guess, is it more the worry working in orthodontics? I suppose it's the breaking, but is it more the long-term effect of the sugar and years and years of doing this?
What I would say is some of the harder candies, when they get into it and they start, you know, grinding against their teeth and stuff. So that's the wear of the long term. Candy is probably more of a short term thing, because certainly if that sugar's on their teeth, then those, we call them sugar bugs in my world, but they start eating that candy and eventually they don't stop at the candy. They keep going on the teeth type thing. So certainly, you know, the more sugary aspects of them is not helping in the short term, more or less.
And there's probably, I'm guessing, and you know, we're talking candy in particular because it's Halloween, but is there hardly a food that there's not some sort of sugars in it, whether natural or not, that, you know, no matter, they're going to, if you're not brushing and taking care of your teeth normally, they're still going to damage you.
When I was in dental school, we went to the different schools and such and talked to the kiddos, and apples are one of those things that actually can help kind of clean your teeth, because as you bite into it, that's the more natural sugars that are encapsulated in these little sugar things that, instead of staying on the teeth, you swallow them and eat them. So, and an apple kind of scrapes against the teeth a little bit too to help. So we always said, hey, if you're going to have a snack, that's the good, healthy snack. But certainly, no, in this day and age, getting out of the realm of sugars, you got a bunch of carbs and those break down to sugars. So no, thank God for toothbrushes and toothpaste, I guess, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Erin Jane is an orthodontist with Ladner and Jane Orthodontics. I was just trying to think of different candies, and, you know, I don't even know that jawbreakers exist anymore.
Yeah,
I know
they
when
do.
I was a kid,
they do.
Okay.
I got a pocket full. But
I feel like more and more candies are reinventing, not reinventing, but they're putting new labels on them and bringing back kind of the old stuff from our childhood.
Yeah, because I've seen that something like with the candy cigarettes and things like that.
Yes.
Or then the little paraffin wax bottles that have just sugar water in them, basically.
Yes. I didn't know that those are still a thing. I've
seen those again, too. Yeah, I've seen those again, too. But is there, like, you know, with some of the hard candies. I'm trying to think what there's
now
Jolly
and
Ranchers.
Later's,
and, yeah, now and later's,
I mean, those
yeah.
are supposed to be squishier, right? But they're hard, by golly. But Jolly Ranchers, if you bite into, you know, the more caramely stuff is
right.
also problematic in my world, just because you get the Snickers that has the caramel and the peanut. So you bite into a peanut and
those of us that freeze them first before we bite into them.
It's more delicious that way. Not that I'm going to recommend
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
But
I don't know what it is, but yeah. Well, but then, and I was thinking, yeah, that's what I was going to ask you next, because there's the obvious hard, you know, hard rock type candy, but then, you know, whatever, Starbursts or Milk
Twix,
Duds or Slowpoke, things like that. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I, you know, the kids will come into the office and be like, well, what can I eat? Because, of course, it's a concern. Well, some of them don't care at all, and you just see them back next week for the next Broken Bracket. But certainly there are some that do care. And so, you know, a lot of them, I just say take small bites and get around it. Make sure to brush your teeth after. But you can't take away all of that from them, because it's a fun time, and that's taken away from their childhood. So I get it. You know, go ahead. Don't bite into the Jawbreaker. Don't bite into the Jolly Rancher. If you're going to bite into a Snickers, bite carefully on where those things are at. But certainly, I mean, enjoy the candy. I enjoy my candy. It's just a matter of taking care of your teeth after that.
Absolutely. Dr. Aaron Jane is an orthodontist with Latner & Jane Orthodontist joining us. Your kids, well, I know Bo's on, does he chew gum at all yet at this point?
No.
Okay.
My biggest issue with him right now, he loves suckers.
Okay.
But he doesn't have the patience to finish one.
No.
So he just
bite it.
Yeah, he ends up biting it halfway through. Luna, when she's done, she just says, "All done," and throws it at me. And so that's fine. But the other thing I was curious about was, my wife had a friend whose both of her daughters got cavities.
Mm-hmm.
And they pinpointed to, they were drinking too much juice and eating too many like little fruit gummies. Does that happen?
Beverages, and it's so sad, because even nowadays they advertise Gatorade as being so healthy and wonderful, when probably just more like the football all-star athletes are really needing the Gatorade, not necessarily our junior high baseball player type thing. Not to say that they can't utilize those electrolytes in certain ways, but typically, you know, those have the sugars in it, and even the ones that say sugar-free, the Propels and stuff, they replace the sugars with acids. And so those acids then just go ahead and eat away at your teeth. And so it's really sad, because we're told by the industry how healthy these certain drinks are. And so we go ahead and we're drinking them, and not just drinking them and being done, but sipping on them all day or for multiple hours. I mean, even a coffee, I'm sitting here with my coffee. I drink black coffee, but many people like cream and sugar. And what do? They take a sip here, and then they do their thing, and then they take a sip there. And so what ends up happening, and I'm going to go scientific for a second on you, but the pH in your mouth becomes more acidic. Anytime you put any sort of sugary or carby anything in your mouth, it'll produce those sugars. It becomes acid. The acid is what's breaking down your teeth. So if you go ahead and you're sipping all day, your mouth stays in this acidic state for longer periods of time and never neutralizes. And so that's really the issue. I you know, candy and foods and stuff, we say stay away from those, but it's a lot of the times we're seeing it more and more of these darn beverages that are getting in the way.
Yeah. Well, and as far as brushing teeth, it's hard. And there, I have known people at work that had a toothbrush with them, and they would brush after they ate lunch or whatever. Most of us don't do that. We do it morning, you know, when we get up, night before we go to bed. What, like, recommended? What would be ideal? Like, every time after you eat something, or?
Well, yes, most ideal, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
But that's probably unreasonable for anyone to ask. If I don't do that even. But the ADA is going to recommend twice a day. And I typically say, hey, once in the morning to keep your friends and once at night to keep your teeth. we recommend twice a day. Now, everyone is a little bit different. We all have a slightly different spit, and there's different things in our spit that leads to different things. And so we, certain people need to brush more than just that twice a day. But generally speaking, that twice a day, 2 minutes, you know, really getting around. And it's not just setting your timer for 2 minutes and sitting in one spot. You know, it's the technique involved in that, too. So there's a lot more that goes into it than just maybe that twice a day thing. But I'm going to recommend absolutely twice a day.
Tyler uses the Flying Dutchman technique. It's really cool to watch.
I'll pull a Hemi, but I'll do it.
Dr. Erin Jane, she's an orthodontist with Ladner and Jane Orthodontics here in the
Talk like a pirate day.
Yes, exactly. I wanted to mention the gum. Okay, so at some point they started to say, obviously, the gums with sugars is no better and maybe even worse than the candy because they're just over and over on the sugar. What about sugar-free? It sounded like those actually, in some cases, are actually kind of good for you. Again, maybe helping clean your teeth a little bit.
So the sugar-free gums have an ingredient called xylitol in them, and that is what I recommend. If you're going to be chewing gum, the ones with the xylitol, because you're not having those free sugars on the teeth. So that's the gum that I chew generally. Now, a lot of the times, the ones with that don't last as long because they're made with a more fake ingredient type thing. So they're not going to last as long in the chewing aspect. But on the flip side there, we have a lot of people that like to chew, and that overtires their jaws. So, and then you get, you know, those TMJ and symptoms and such. And so generally not chewing forever and ever and ever is not a bad thing. So switching over to sugar-free with that xylitol, I generally just recommend that and going from there. Yeah, absolutely.
Any one thing, I mean, obviously, we off the air mentioned, like, chewing ice. We're all guilty. I don't know why I still like to. I don't do it often, but I will chew ice. Is it hard candy? Is it soda or any drink? Is it coffee, tea? Is there any certain one thing that's like, this is just, if you're going to quit one of these vices, which one should it be?
Soda.
Soda. Okay.
Absolutely, hands down. I see more destruction from soda than I do anything. So if I had to choose one to just disappear from the world, that would be my one thing.
That would be it, man.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't live very long. No, I don't drink that much of it anymore.
But I mean, I'm sure none of it's great. Is there a soda is no sugar the best? Is sugar nothing?
No. Because like I said, a lot of the times they just replace those no sugars with the acid. Right. And so because you want the flavors in there and stuff. And so if you're having carbonated water, but just purely carbonated water with no flavor. Now, I don't know if you would, if people would necessarily call that soda. It's soda water, but that's not the soda that people generally think of. But if it's just strictly carbonated water, that's just carbonation in the water, and that's not going to hurt your teeth. But any sort of flavors.
Well, who hates himself enough to drink that?
Well, you know what? Oddly enough, Dr. Ladner is one of those weirdos. Yes, he has one of those Airstream things, and he doesn't add the flavor. He just adds the carbonated water. So hopefully he's not listening this morning because I'm calling him out.
I mean, it's one thing if you add some gin to it or something. I don't know.
No, just straight up water. I'm like, well, I'll give it a go and see. And no, I agree. It's not one of those things to torture myself with.
Mm-hmm. You can imagine it's champagne. I don't know. It just doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, so the moral is kids have their Halloween bag or bucket or basket, whatever. Let them have the apple and the beef jerky. You take all the candy. And then brush your teeth afterwards.
Amen. Yes.
There you go. All right. Dr. Erin Jane, orthodontist, Ladner and Jane Orthodontics. And, if you need help, if you've had that break or whatever, call, right?
Well, there you go. Yeah, broken bracket, I suppose. If you break a tooth, please call your dentist from those things.
You
won't be so helpful with, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but
some hardware in there already. Yeah, probably things you shouldn't be eating anyway, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Dr. Jane, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No
really appreciate
problem.
It.
Yes, thank you for having me.